This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I know, it's kind of hot, it's sticky, it's got all that nasty stuff going on. I got one good way to make you feel better. I've got a pair of tickets that I'm going to give you in the 4 o'clock hour, and it's for Rumors, which is the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute band. So we'll do that then. Jimmy Galliano is going to be joining us at 4:03. Jimmy, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Dear friend, he actually joined me Saturday evening as we began doing that special coverage after the attempt on President Trump's life. I mean, it was just terrible situation. But Jimmy, taking time out of his schedule then and taking time out of his schedule today, and we'll be talking about what did or did not happen. And the markets have shown an amazing degree of enthusiasm after it became clear, fortunately, just a couple of seconds after, that President Trump was fined. The market started shooting up. So we'll discuss all of that. And in the midst of all of that, you know that Bobby Kennedy, who has been on this program, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has requested many times Secret Service protection. And it's been denied by the Biden administration. If there is anyone who you would think would just automatically be provided with Secret Service protection in a situation like this, it would be Bobby Kennedy. But it hasn't happened. And the Democrats did everything possible to run him out of their party. And what's interesting now, to me, is that Joe Biden is such a moribund candidate. They all want him gone. And I'm thinking, you know, if you guys actually would have had real primaries and you would have allowed Bobby Kennedy to run in those primaries, politically speaking, you might not be in the situation that you're in. Tony Lyons is the president as well as the publisher at Skyhorse Publishing. He is an amazing guy. He has published any number of books that are, well, they're striking back, if you will, a number of them subject to efforts at censorship, and that includes Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And I'm happy to say Tony is joining us. Tony, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
It is good to hear your voice. So let's start with The Real Anthony Fauci. Let's talk about that book that you published, but it's also described, if I'm correct, as the most censored book in America.
Yeah, when that book first came out, it was censored in every possible way that you can censor a book. It was, you know, kept off bookshelves and all the major chains. It was not in libraries all around the country. It was censored on big tech platforms. It was taken off bestseller lists. So all those kinds of things. But notwithstanding that, it became the best-selling book in the country and sold more than 1 million copies. So it kind of shows that people don't like censorship. They don't like lies. They want to hear the facts themselves, or they want to hear people's points of view, and then they want to make a decision for themselves.
Well, Tony, you've stepped into an arena that it's under attack. I mean, we who are in talk radio, we always get described as conservative talk radio. Not necessarily sure that that's the most appropriate label, but we are continually attacked, threatened with cancellation if you're not going along with exactly what the talking points of the day are. You jump right into the middle in 2006 and say, yep, that's the sort of publisher I want to be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the things that happened with books in the last 4 years have been just unprecedented in the history of this country. It's been just this attack on free speech.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a congressional hearing that showed that Amazon had actively censored and deplatformed 43 books during the pandemic. 9 of those were books that I published.
Wow.
And they're just coming out and admitting that they did it, and admitting that they did it because the government asked them to do.
Jeez.
You know, so, you know, to have the government ask big tech companies to censor people's books because they disagree with the ideas, and it, you know, that was just sort of the tip of the iceberg then,
right.
You know, which started with Biden's term.
Yep.
But then it sort of snowballed to anything that they disagree with. So
yeah.
If you posted about the Ukraine war in a way that contradicted Joe Biden, you could be subjected to having your account taken down or any of those kinds of things. And then when we posted a video, a 30-minute video, mm-hmm. trying to cut through the censorship about Bobby Kennedy, it was called Who is Bobby Kennedy?
Right.
That was censored so badly on Facebook so that they were sending people messages saying that it contained sexual content or that you could lose your account if you reposted it. I mean, all of those kinds of things that you would think would happen in China or Russia, but definitely not here.
Tony, tell me what motivated you then to set up Skyhorse Publishing in the first place. And that number you just mentioned, that 9 of the books that were banned by Amazon, that were silenced, that were canceled at the direction of the Biden administration, 9 of those books were titles that you...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Published.
Yeah, so I believe really strongly in dialogue and debate, and I believe that people ought to be allowed to hear every point of view.
Yep.
And if you can't do that, then you have no idea what you really believe, because, you know, you look at Bobby Kennedy and you've heard all of these things. You've heard all these weaponized words, that it's misinformation, that he's lying to the public, that he's anti-science, that he's dangerous. But maybe the answer is that he's just a danger to the kind of corruption that Donald Trump talks about, which
yep.
is this incredible deep state swamp that's taken over democracy. And so if you're a threat to that, if you go up against these incredibly powerful corporations, you can be totally deplatformed. It's almost a crime to tell the truth under that circumstance.
So how can you, in 2024, have a successful publishing enterprise, Tony? Because I'm looking, as we speak, at the website. It's just skyhorsepublishing.com, skyhorsepublishing.com. And I'm thinking, all right, the World Almanac, yeah, it's kind of benign. Nobody's going to get upset about that. And then you're right into it. I mean, you know, these are some of my favorite people. Dr. Malone and Larry Schweikert and Bobby Kennedy and Ted Cruz. And I'm thinking, dude, you're just going to be blacklisted from Amazon. So how can you sell enough copies of the book to pay the bills?
So I think the answer is that the American people have kind of had enough. Okay. So that it was a great time for me to become this kind of publisher, because people just do not want to be told what to do or what to say or what to think, certainly not what to read, right, what to eat, what medicines to take, or who to vote for. And so what happened was, at the start of this censorship, there were a lot fewer platforms that got any real traction. Mm-hmm. And then in the last couple of years, there's just been this proliferation of platforms so that millions and millions of people get their news from sources that they've never heard of before.
Right.
And that, I think, is part of this great awakening that's happening in this country, where people recognize that it's not about right or left. Mm-hmm. It's about fundamental rights. It's about constitutional rights. It's about values. And that's what's going on here, that they want to pit us against each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, what they're really trying to protect is this kind of narrative that maximizes profits for a very small number of companies that are kind of part of this oligarchy.
It's a great point. Tony Lyons is joining us. His overall company is called Skyhorse Publishing, skyhorsepublishing.com. I'm looking at the various and sundry imprints. And Tony, I should be clear for everybody, it's not just the Bobby Kennedy books, although there are a couple of them up there, and they're great reads, by the way. People should be availing themselves of that. But I just came across one, the book about Who is Mary, an Amish romance. I never even knew there were Amish romance novels.
Oh yeah, that's a whole genre. They, you know, they sell hundreds of thousands of copies. It's very, very low key, very soft core, and people really like them. So it's like, you know, they're in Walmart, they're in lots of, you know, big box stores.
I love that. I love that. Now, do you have anything coming out in the not too distant future that we ought to have our eyes focused on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a book that we just came out with called The Indoctrinated Brain, How to Successfully Fend Off the Global Attack on Your Mental Freedom.
Oh,
that, I think, is just a really, really great book that people ought to read just to have a sense of what's happening to them.
Yeah.
And then there's another new book by Jack Posobiec called Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions and How to Crush Them.
Oh,
that, I think, is really, really worth reading. It's going to be on the bestseller list this coming week.
Okay.
And then the third one is Psy Wars by Robert Malone. And that's a book that's not going to come out till September, but it's just a fascinating read. And it shows, you know, all of the different levels on which your way of thinking can be controlled by these outside players.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is the best way for my listeners to get these books to go to skyhorsepublishing.com? Do you trust Amazon to make them available?
Yeah, I don't trust them that much, but they, you know, they've been doing a pretty good job lately. And
okay.
they've canceled a lot of books during the during COVID.
Yeah.
And they've canceled all the books at various times. But they're doing a pretty good job now. And there's so much more censorship in small, privately owned bookstores. That it gets to be a tough choice.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to take a couple of those titles, if you don't mind. I'm going to get my social media director to put them up in my my online bookstore, because I think people need to read it. And as you point out, this is not necessarily left or right or anything else. It's just about having the freedom to read a book, having the freedom to think for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, we have been publishing books. I mean, we've published one of Donald Trump's books. We've, you know, published books on the right, on the left, in the center.
Yep.
You know, people who don't like any political party. So,
right.
You know, we're really all about bringing the ideas that people think are dangerous so that they will challenge you and allow you to make decisions for yourself.
I love it. I love it. Tony, I appreciate you being here. You know, if it's all right, we're going to poke back out to you as more and more things come out that you think my listeners should be aware of. And like I said, I'm going to share some links to those books, because I just think it's vital that we support a real independent publisher.
That's great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, my friend. That is Tony Lyons. He's the president of Skyhorse Publishing, and they've got a wide variety of titles. I know that we're living in a day and age where sometimes it's difficult to find things, and we've seen now the cancel culture. It's very real. We can't close our eyes and pretend it's not there. It's very real, and a number of the books that Tony publishes at Skyhorse have received that sort of treatment, including a couple of books from Bobby Kennedy Jr. So I think we need to stand together. We need to support him. It is 345 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.